producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Blood Moon is scheduled to begin shortly. Space.com has a live cam, the start of the umbral eclipse, which I believe is the very beginning of the lunar eclipse that's supposed to be happening here shortly, is slated to happen in about 1 minute from now. The peak, that is the time at which the moon is completely submerged in the darkest part of the Earth's shadow, is expected at about 10:47 Eastern. And some are saying that this is portending the end of the world. Certain Mormons and Christians are preparing for the end here tonight. And if you're one of them, I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can call us up on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And with you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Let's go to Dana. She's in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Hi, Ian.
Hi,
hi Mark.
Hi, Dana.
A couple of comments. First of all, the gentleman who called correcting the usage of Mormonism, he said that not even the angels would know the time. That's not exactly true. It's not even the Son of God knows the time. Well, not the Holy Ghost. Only the Father. So I want.
I wish I understood that a little more. Like how, because you're told God's one being, and then it's three beings, and then so part of him doesn't know.
It's three persons in one God, and you know what? I was.
Hello,
Dana.
Dana. Oh. Wow. I don't know what happened there.
Her phone line. The kind of information that she has is so valuable, it couldn't be allowed to broadcast on the air.
Her phone line is still
open?
Connected, still open. We'll put her back on hold, see if we can get her back here in a moment. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. But you touched on an interesting point there, Mark, and that is the Christian religion. One of the main things that separates the Muslim beliefs from the Christian beliefs is that the Muslims believe one God, that there is no triune God.
Essentially, to some extent, it can be argued that that Islam is essentially the most successful of the Unitarian sects. So there's these folks out there called Unitarians. They got together with Universalists a few decades ago, but they were a separate organization, and they probably should be. It's just that, you know, churches are kind of dwindling these days. So they got together and put their assets together. It was more of a financial arrangement. But the Unitarians believe strongly that, that there's only one God, that there's not three, that it's one. And that was the idea, as do Muslims. Universalists believe everybody goes to heaven.
And so what Dana was saying there is that Jesus, who purportedly by the Christian beliefs is God, would not actually know when the end times were, which would suggest that Jesus, in point of fact, is not actually God.
Not all-knowing, at least.
Right. Because, well, in order to be God, you have to be all-knowing.
But if there's three
by
beings,
the Christians' belief,
three beings inside one God, then if those three beings know one-third of each thing, of all the information that there is to know, then God knows everything, I guess.
Yeah, that would be a workaround. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're going to give Dana another shot here. She called back. Dana, go ahead.
I don't know what happened. I apologize if it was my fault.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
It's three beings in one God, and each has their purpose. You know what I was taught? This is where I lost you guys. Don't dwell on it too much, because those are what we call mysteries as Christians. We will find this out when we have pure knowledge during our life review at death, because all that is a temptation from Satan. And so don't dwell on certain
things. What's a temptation from Satan specifically?
Yeah, clear that up for me again. What was the temptation?
when we dwell too much on these things, it's nothing more than a temptation from Satan.
No, dwelling on the end of the world, you mean?
No. Dwelling on, what's the three people in one God? Are they not God then?
Wait a minute. Asking questions is not, I'm sorry, but asking questions is not a satanic thing.
Ian, you're misunderstanding. I'm saying that in a nice way. No, it's good to ask questions, but I was always taught, don't dwell too much because it's Satan trying to mess with your head. And, you know, well, how can this be? Well, what about this? Then they must not really be God, you know, and who's God and who isn't. So, you know, it's good to question. I'm not saying don't question. Question everything, religion, government, people, everything.
But don't question too much?
Not where it's making you doubt the existence. Now I want.
Oh, I don't doubt. I don't doubt God. I just don't believe the Christian story completely.
Okay, and that's your choice. And then Mark said something about Paul. Now, if God is the Alpha and Omega, and if He's infinite, He always was and always will be. If Paul said God is coming soon, 2,000 years, you said, Mark, He hasn't shown up yet, could be a relatively short time. Soon in God's time is completely different than in our existence. And another thing you said, Mark, was, why do I need all these cryptic messages? Why can't God just tell me? He did. He said to look to the heavens for the sign. We need to look to the heavens. He gave us Christ. Either you believed or you didn't, and His story transcended all these years, and if you're prepared, like a previous gentleman said, if you're prepared, does it really matter if this is a blood moon and it means something?
It doesn't matter, ultimately, right? You're either saved or you're not saved, and if you're not, then the blood moon might be a bit terrible thing for you, but whatever, you know.
But don't disillusion yourself, Mark. Please don't pretend there's not a hell. Read some of these life after death. Wait a minute. Just let me finish. There's more that have had positive experiences than negative. But even Jesus Christ, in those 3 days He was dead after the cross, the crucifixion, He descended into hell and then rose into heaven, then came back to earth, and then eventually, you know, the Holy Spirit came down, said goodbye to the apostles, did some preaching, and then He returned to the right hand of His Father. And
yeah,
that's a Christian belief.
I find these after-deaths scenarios to be the most compelling and interesting evidence for sort of, an afterlife and that kind of thing. I do often wonder, because, I mean, many times people who preach of having been to heaven or having been to hell can go on the church preaching circuit, and they can essentially be paid as speakers and public speakers. And that always bugs me as to how true their story is, because they write a book and then they go on the speaking tour and they can basically travel the United States and have a reasonably good job, making money by talking to folks.
Hey, Dana, is it possible that the authors of the Bible got some of it wrong?
It may be. But the thing is the overall message, you know, don't murder, don't fornicate.
I like the don't murder part, I don't see what's wrong with fornication.
He gave 10 rules. They got to be pretty.
Fornication was not in those 10 rules.
They got to be pretty, but listen.
Was it now? Fornication, sex outside of marriage, was not in the 10 commandments, correct?
No. And I don't disagree with that. No, but you know the
fornicate away then, right?
Please. Do you think that's what God would want? I'm just saying.
Why wouldn't God want his creations to feel good? What's wrong with that?
I think there's a reasonable argument that if you are out there fornicating up a storm, that you're going to get something that itches.
That's true.
You don't want to itch.
Thanks, Dana, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I also don't want babies either.
One of my arguments, well, you're neutered, and thank God for everybody. One of the things that, I always heard sort of as an argument for Christianity in the past is that, you know, there's a lot of, some of these rules they lay down, pretty good rules for life. If you, you know, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't fornicate, you're probably going to have a reasonably good life.
But that's even Jesus
turned
water
to wine.
About
Quakers is that Quakers came to do good, and they did rather well in the process.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here with us on Free Talk Live. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Has this ever happened to you? You're applying for some type of loan, whether online or in person, when it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you.
Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here on the Live Sunday Edition. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you get online at all? Well, you need to know about ProXPN if you care about privacy when you're online. They're a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, so your ISP will no longer know what you're doing with their internet connection. And that's valuable because it means your ISP can't sell your data. They can't mine it for their own purposes. They can't turn it over to the government because they have no clue once you start using ProXPN. You can start that by going to proxpn.com/amp. There's a new offer on the table from ProXPN. Now, you can still use our old code FTL50. That gets you 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you get their annual account. That code's still good. But if you've got Bitcoin, then you're going to want to use this link, proxpn.com/amp. You pay with Bitcoin, you then get 2 years worth of ProXPN for only $49.95, so less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 of your purchase price will go to the Free Talk Live AMP program to help us spread the ideas of liberty and Bitcoin and privacy and all that stuff. So you're getting a great deal. This is the best deal yet on ProXPN. And you're helping Free Talk Live. When you go to proxpn.com/amp, that's /AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote, like the Free Talk Live AMP program. It's a huge savings, but that discount is only available when you pay with Bitcoin. So go to proxpn.com/amp. And, of course, if you don't have Bitcoin, you can still use their old code FTL50 to get that 50% off deal. And take advantage of the new offer over at proxpn.com/amp and help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. As we continue here, let's go to John in Nevada on Skype. Hello, John.
Well, one thing for sure.
Hi. I'm an ex-Roman Catholic, and as I follow the Pope this week and follow the political prescriptions he's making, I can't help but be struck by how flatly these prescriptions contradict what I was taught by the church about Jesus. You know, I wish someone would ask the Pope, who would Jesus jail for peaceful dissent? And then realize that, you know, all of these policies, many of these political policies that he's championing entail that. They require that peaceful dissenters be thrown in jail. For instance,
what are some of the policies he's championing? I pay zero attention to this man, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'll just give you two basic areas. One obvious one is he favors, you know, the redistribution of wealth, that money should be taken from some people to give to the poor. Now, charity's nice, but
Jesus didn't advocate for, advocated for charity. He didn't advocate for the Roman government to come and take money from people and give it to other people.
Right. I look at Erwin Schiff, who's probably going to die in prison for peaceful dissent on taxes, and I ask myself, well, what part of that would Jesus play? Would he be the guy locking him in the cell, or would he be the guy just saying, no, we need this law to put him in jail, but I won't do it myself, but someone else better do it? I don't think so.
Yep, that doesn't sound like Jesus at all.
Also, the Pope is, he takes a he's for the illegalization of drugs. You know, he doesn't think it was a good idea to legalize marijuana. He wants drugs to be made illegal, and the same arguments apply. You know, would Jesus lock someone up for smoking pot? I'm pretty sure he wouldn't.
Highly unlikely.
I don't know how Catholic people, you know, who were taught the same things I was taught in the church can reconcile those teachings. It just doesn't seem possible.
Yeah, it's the Pope's position is one that has evolved to some extent from it was an emperor essentially ruled over land and that sort of thing. So of course they're highly statist folks, and I don't understand how statists can really be Christians. Frankly, because the Bible I read, the character of Jesus in the Bible I read was a person who was about peace, love, and convincing people to act morally, not forcing them. He hung out with thieves in the form of tax collectors, you know, government agents, was what these guys, and prostitutes, and basically the worst people of their time. I think this is a terrible thing to do, is to lump prostitutes in with government agents.
Right, an honest working lady with scumbags.
Nonetheless, you know, that's the idea, and you know, Jesus just wouldn't do that, but Christians who are statists, who have been brought up this way, are happy to vote their conscience, which means bringing down the machinations of the state, putting people in prison who haven't harmed anyone that Jesus would never put in prison. That's not very Christian. Christians are Christ-like.
Supposedly, that's the idea.
Well, no, they are.
Yeah.
The Christians are Christ-like. The people who call themselves Christians aren't Christians.
Are not Christians. So, John, you said you were raised Catholic, is that right?
Yeah, Roman Catholic.
So,
and I was well into my adulthood.
Now, I don't know a whole lot about Catholicism, but it was my understanding that the Pope is sort of like the one man in the church with a direct line to God. Isn't that the idea? Like he's the one who communicates with God.
There is a doctrine of limited infallibility in some very specific context, but it's not like everything that comes out of his mouth is the word of God.
And people don't really believe that, right? Catholics don't really believe that this guy's the conduit from God. He's just a powerful guy in the church, right?
Yeah, I can't say that even when I was a devout Catholic, I was really convinced that the Pope ever had infallibility. So,
but what about the people around you? Are the other Catholics, do they think similarly, or do they believe that he's infallible? I mean, do the Catholics believe that if it comes out of the Pope's mouth, that it could override or sort of update the Bible's, you know, words?
Well, I would say that my parents were more conventionally pious people than me. I was devout, but I was always a person who asked questions and tried to resolve them. Say, my parents were more conventionally pious and pretty much accepted what was said without questioning it too much. So they wouldn't really have sophisticated views on, you know, they say the Pope's infallible. Sometimes I guess he is, would be their position.
Thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you as the lunar eclipse has begun. The space.com feed showing the moon is in its first phase of what will eventually be a total eclipse, resulting in what is called a blood moon. Some in certain religions, including the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and other Christians, are freaking out about this, saying that the world is going to end. This is the harbinger for the apocalypse here. And if you're one of those believers, we want to hear from you tonight hours.
Yeah, what does the end of the world mean? Because for different people, it means different things. You know, like the death card in the tarot doesn't mean death. It means change.
Mm-hmm.
And so the end of the world as we know it, well, the end of the world has ended as we know it
many times
throughout my life. I mean, I don't, I can make that mean whatever you wish.
Or the internet changed the world for the better, for good.
Well, some people would disagree.
Right.
And speaking of the end of the world, many people will claim that the Pope, and the Pope, of course, the Pope is the Antichrist. A lot of people, you know, they're always predicting this Pope is the Antichrist. Oh, no, this Pope. This Pope is the Antichrist. Just keeps on coming and coming. The Antichrist is like the end of the world. It's a moving target.
855-453, 855-450-3733. More on these predictions here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us here on the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can Skype in at lrn.fm. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you are a believer that the Blood Moon is going to be the end of the world. Now, is it going to just begin the end of the world when the Blood Moon is over, or will the world actually be abolished completely by the end of the Blood Moon? Is it the middle of the moon where it's
well,
like
that's more exciting
dark?
To think, but I don't imagine. I don't know. Usually, when people say the end of the world, they're talking about a series of events.
Yeah.
They did talk about this situation with the Blood Moon being four different lunar eclipses.
This is the fourth of the
this
four.
Fourth of the four, yeah, but I don't know.
Texas pastor John.
I can
Hagee.
Tell you if you're saying that it's over, that by the end of the evening you'll have a new prediction.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about these guys, these religious leaders who will go out on a limb and make a prediction like this. It's a risky thing for them to do,
sure
right?
Is.
Because when you claim that the alien spaceship is going to come by and pick everybody up, what was this, the Heaven's Gate people back in the 90s, I think it was?
Something like that.
You had to go and prepare yourself for the alien spacecraft that will come and take you away before the end of the world. And then when that doesn't happen, then there's usually an excuse that someone will make, the religious leader
will
make.
In that case, they killed themselves, didn't they? to be...
Did the Heaven's Gate people? Yeah, they did, I think.
Yeah,
right,
so, I mean,
that.
they made it to the alien spaceship as far as anyone's concerned.
But there are some others that, you know, have prepared for the end, and then ultimately the end didn't come. And it's interesting, there have been studies done on the people who've been in these, you know, religious belief systems, cults, or whatever you want to call them, you know, on how they handle this news. These are people who have prepared themselves for the end. I mean, if they take it seriously, then they've, in a lot of cases, sold their houses. They have sold their possessions or given them away. I mean, we've jokingly said on the air, hey, if you think the world's going to end, go ahead and send us your PayPal, you know, account or whatever. Send a transfer your Bitcoin to us. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com if you really mean that. But, you know, we're joking about that, obviously. But the people who really do believe in some of these theories about the world ending and their religious leader has chosen a specific date and time, many of them really will sell everything that they own or give it away and prepare themselves literally for the end only to find out that the end, in point of fact, didn't come. And when you look at how
they're lucky if the end didn't come. For some of them, the end did come.
You mean when they've suicided? I'm talking about the ones who didn't suicide.
Right, I know.
So when you look at how they, you know, they handle that, how does the religious leader play it off? Well, I remember there was one story, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which cult it was, but that the religious leader, as they were waiting and waiting for the end of the world to come, that one of these cult leaders said that he had received a new message from God. That the new message was that the end of the world had been delayed due to the beliefs of the followers, the believers, and their passion for their particular religion had decided to get, God had changed his mind and had changed his mind about ending the world because of you. Because of you, right? Like, this is what he pitched to them. And it worked on some of them, right? Like, oh, wow, that's so great.
I think that you're talking about Dorothy Martin in 1954.
Was she the religious leader in question?
I believe that's who you're talking about, yeah, for the story that you're referring to.
Okay.
I think that sounds like her pitch.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fascinating to, you know, to look at the excuse for, look, you failed. Your prediction was an abject failure. But no, at the last moment, God has sent you a message to clarify his prediction and that he's changed his mind. He has staved off the end of the world because of your true beliefs. And the question is, what percentage of the religious followers in that particular case believed it? What percentage of them believed it and continued on in the cults versus the percentage of them that realized, oh, we've been had.
Usually they
we're
don't
out of here.
Usually they don't leave, but sometimes there'll be schism. There was there was a case with Florence Hauteth in the 50s also. She made a prediction like this, and when that didn't happen, I think it didn't happen a couple of times.
Oh, boy.
And then there was a split as a result, and then, you know, different groups came along. But the people that tend to be in these highly immersive cults, I'm not talking about regular religious folks. I'm talking about these highly immersive cult situations. Mm-hmm. They've got... They're a personality type that can their faith is so strong that it doesn't matter what reality is like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So it doesn't matter. Oh, well, the interpretation of what was going on is now this.
Right.
Okay, I get it. I see what the interpretation is. And so if you can construct a narrative around it, then fine.
Yeah, and it sounds like it only needs to be semi-plausible because these people aren't going to question it very hard. But I still find myself wondering the breakdown. You know, of 100 cult followers, what percentage of them
finally comes to their senses?
Because yeah, some of them do. Because, you know, they people go in different directions after a prediction like this goes south.
Well, I never, picked a date by any stretch of the imagination. But I was in a holiness Christian a belief system.
When was this?
This was in prison.
Okay.
And there was a guy that would come and preach to us. And there were several of us that were just, you know, into it. And, you know, this was probably for about a year there or whatever. And what I really faithfully believed that the end was coming very, very soon. And I had hoped that it was, that I got long enough that I could get out of prison. And I've been out 15 years or something like that. And I just... You know, in many ways, sort of that time feels like it feels like I was tricked. Feels like I wasted that time.
Well, you were in prison, so there was only so much you could do.
Agreed, you know. And
you could have read other books, I suppose.
There's value to the group that I hung out with. These were good guys, by you know, no stretch. I'm not here calling anyone stupid or anything like that. I just kind of feel tricked, like things didn't come the way that they were supposed to. If you put your money into an investment and the expectation is that you're going to make 20% on the outside of the investment, if you don't make 20% or you know, lose your money or whatever, you're going to feel tricked and bad. And I feel that way.
Well, I don't think that you should. When you put money into an investment, you should expect that you could lose it all. That's what investments can do.
Yeah, well, then people don't put money into things where they can lose it all.
Generally, when you're investing money, you can lose it all, right?
You can, Ian, but yeah. If you don't put money in with the belief that
you don't
that's
have
what's
the expectation
that
that's going
right.
to happen.
See, expectations, what it's all about.
But you should understand that that's possible.
The world's based on expectation. The world of dealing with other human beings is all about expectation. So when dealing with them, you should create expectations that you can fulfill. The expectation that the world is going to end on such and such a date is an expectation likely you cannot fill.
Let's talk about John Hagee, the Texas pastor who is he's not in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Do they call them pastors in that church? I don't know. John Hagee, though, is an advocate of a theory around these blood moons, and he even wrote a book about it called Four Blood Moons, Something is About to Change. He said in a statement this week, God is trying to tell us something. The fourth blood moon is part of the last tetrad of this kind in the 21st century. It's slated to unfold overnight tonight into the early morning hours Eastern time. As The Blaze has previously reported, Hagee has explained that blood moons are named for the reddish color that results when the Earth comes between the sun and the moon. It gets a bit complicated, but to boil Hagee's theory down, he contends that these purported messages from God are coming through tetrads that involve four separate blood moons, all falling on Jewish holidays. He, in his latest book, writes, quote, It is rare that scripture, science, and history align with each other.
I recall that the idea in prison was to claim that you were Jewish so that you got more holidays. They had the most holidays. So,
and getting a holiday in jail meant what?
Whatever the benefit was, but you know, this is something I recall is that there might be a lot of Jewish holidays, so moons showing up on Jewish holidays may not be that unusual.
He said, yet that the last three series of the four blood moons have done exactly that. This is the fourth of the four. Just as in biblical times, he says, God is controlling the sun, the moon, and the stars to send our generation a signal that something big is about to happen. Now, predictions like this are so easy to claim that they're fulfilled, right? You know, because there's always something big that happens. There's something, an earthquake is going to happen tomorrow or in the next hour somewhere in the world. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We've got enough time for you if you want to join us now. No true Blood Moon believers tonight. There must not be that many of them. People who believe that the world is coming to an end because of the Blood Moon or some sort of long, drawn-out theory about Israel having something to do with four Blood Moons in a row or four kind of moons. Not four Blood Moons because it's 18 years for every blood moon, apparently, but the tetrad, as they're calling it, which is four moon lunar kind of events that happen within like 2 year time frames. There's the fourth of the tetrad happening here tonight. It is considered a blood moon. We're actually in the middle of it. If you want to watch video footage of this happening, because some parts of the world you cannot see this. So if you can go outside and watch it, obviously that's the best way to do it. But if it's cloud cover or whatever, you can go to space.com where their video feed was working until just a moment ago. And now there's service unavailable is what's coming up there. But if you want to share your thoughts with us, 855-453 is our toll-free number. It's 855-450-3733. And coming up here in just about a month from now, it's going to be Keenvention. The third annual Keenvention is happening here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, at the Best Western Sovereign Plus Hotel. There will be something like 11 panel discussions happening at Keenvention, covering everything from legislative action here in New Hampshire to cop blocking to what it's like to be a brand new mover here as part of the Free State Project, the New Movers Panel, as it is being called, the Bitcoin Panel, which is probably going to be the most important Bitcoin panel we've had yet at Keenvention. This one's going to feature Gavin Andreessen, who is the head programmer behind Bitcoin today. he's going to be on the Bitcoin panel this
year.
That's
a big deal.
This is a huge deal. And so you can attend Keenvention for just $60 for the entirety of the weekend, or you can pay in Bitcoin. Just go to Keenvention.info. It's happening October 30th through November 1st. There are a lot of cool social events that are going on, like a bonfire and a costume dance party. Of course, it's Halloween weekend, or Hallowkeen weekend, as we like to say here. And it's, again, $60 or Bitcoin. Just go to Keenvention.info. You can learn more. There's still some more full panels that have yet to be announced. Those are still to come. We got great keynote speakers lined up. It's a great event, and it's intimate, meaning that's small, meaning there aren't that many people that attend Keenvention, so you really get time to spend with the people that you want to meet. You know, if you've heard these names of these activists that we've talked about here on the air, that we've, many of them we've had behind microphones, the movers, the shakers, the doers here in New Hampshire, dozens of them are going to be at Keenvention. It's a great opportunity to bend their ear, ask them questions, and, you know, learn from some of the people who've actually been out there on the streets and in the state house, and, you know, getting active for the ideas of liberty. You can do that at Keenvention at keenvention.info. So, Mark, we're sharing with you here a little bit more information about the predictions that some have been making, including one man, John Hagee, a Texas pastor who wrote a book about the four blood moons.
He's written a lot of books.
Has he? Okay, I don't know much about this guy. He claims that God is sending a signal that something big is about to happen. In a 2013 interview with The Blaze, Hagee said that the premise of his theory is confirmed by NASA.
The premise is confirmed by NASA.
He argued that a series of four blood moons have appeared on Passover and Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles, during the period of two consecutive years, only a few times in history. Passover celebrates the Jews' liberation from Egyptian slavery, and Sukkot commemorates the Jews' 40-year wandering in the desert.
History, the current history sort of claims that Jews weren't imprisoned, that no one was, the slave labor did not build the pyramids, at least.
And each time Hagee said something significant has happened concerning the Jewish people, he says that this has happened only three times in over 500 years. So it's a very rare thing, adding that the dates during
three
which...
Three times in 500 years? Not that rare.
Adding that the dates during which the tetrad fell always began with tears and ended in triumph. The current tetrad includes blood...
For the Jews.
The current tetrad that includes blood moons that appeared on April 15, 2014, October 8, 2014, and April 4, 2015, with the final event taking place on September 28th, which is tomorrow. I'm confused, Mark. I thought the blood moons only happened once every 18 years. How can there be blood moons every 2 years or more than once a year if they supposedly happen every 18 years? Is it like a special blood moon that happens only every 18 years? I'm only asking you because you're sitting across from me, not that I expect that you actually know that.
I think I might have a shot at it. Lunar eclipses are not particularly rare, as opposed to, say, solar eclipses. So maybe you're thinking of a lunar eclipse occurring, say, every 18 months or 2 years. But what he's doing, he's talking about, is the correspondence to Jewish holidays here as being extraordinarily rare. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying, but what about the 18-year thing? I don't
really know what the 18-year
thing
is. I'm sorry.
If you know, you can clue us in here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Of course, not all Christians agree, and there are critics. In a 2014 interview with The Blaze, Christian expert Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, says the theory is appalling and deplorable, and dismissed it.
Well, I think that that's generally a safe thing for Christians to do when it comes to Christians claiming that there's going to be some kind of prediction that can be made. That the best bet is to say, you don't know. The Bible is very cryptic in the way it makes predictions for a reason. And it's because you're not supposed to know. So, whatever. I think it's best. The best bet is to leave these predictions alone. It doesn't look good when you're wrong, and the chances of you being wrong are historically quite high.
Yeah. Let's go to Drew. He's calling on Skype. Hello, Drew. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, okay. So, the deal with the super moon being the 18 years.
Yeah.
The lunar eclipses are pretty common, like Mark was saying. And generally, they're going to be red, so that's why they're called the blood moon. But The 18 years coincidence is that it's the supermoon at the same time as the lunar eclipse.
So blood moon plus the supermoon, which means that the moon should be larger than normal and it will be blood kind of red colored.
Yep, and even the supermoon is common too. Like every few full moons is technically a supermoon. So
yeah,
you get
like
several per year. Yeah, every few full moons or so is actually a supermoon, but it's just really hard to actually tell what the difference is because the size, it's so small in the sky that you can't really tell the difference.
Yeah, really? If it has to be close to the horizon, the supermoon isn't double the size of the moon.
Okay.
It is some small percentage, I think, like, I don't know, maybe 17% comes to mind.
I call false advertising on that. I mean, that doesn't sound very super to me.
What do you want?
Yeah,
you want to come crashing into Earth?
I don't know. It would be nice to have it double the size.
If you want to see the moon look really big and beautiful, go online. They have pictures. They have photographs where people have enlarged the moon artificially, and it looks great.
Hey, Drew, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. That's what I love about Free Talk Live, man. People can call in and correct us any old time, whenever we spout off something that is incorrect or not quite correct.
It's common enough.
Yeah, I appreciate it when folks call in who actually know something about what they're saying. You know, we're just talk show hosts. We don't know anything.
My favorite thing about the full moon is in winter here in New Hampshire, when you have snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So when the full moon comes out, It's
glowing.
Right. The ground glows. And I like to go for hikes. Now, so far, I've always come back. But there's, basically no one knows I go out on these hikes. And,
you don't even tell your wife, huh?
My wife doesn't live here during the winter.
Oh, that's right.
So, I go out on these hikes. And it's beautiful. There's nothing like it. I love to, see if I can, just put some minor hike under my belt each time. Say, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. And just kind of experience it and then come back. It's really wonderful. I love the full moons for that.
Video feed appears to be working again over at space.com. The moon is going to be entering into another phase of this eclipse here, that's covered up right now on their video feed. They had a little timer that shows you when the next phase is supposed to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be coming up shortly after the 10 o'clock Eastern hour. And I don't think the world's going to be ending, but it sure is fun to entertain the people who believe that it is, to hear what they believe is going to occur. And, of course, you're still welcome to call in about this, even if we're all still here tomorrow. You can give us your next prediction for when the world's going to end.
I expect to make it here tomorrow.
Yep. And don't forget.
What does Hagee say? I mean, I really never got the end of it. Did he say that it was all going to end?
No, actually.
The things were going to be different for Jews. It was going to start with tears and end with triumph.
He just basically said that it's God's trying to send some sort of message. But I guess you'll have to read his book, Mark, if you really want to believe know what he believes.
Yeah.
But who really cares? We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to get your Keenvention tickets. They are available now. Presuming the world doesn't end, we will have Keenvention in 2015. Keenvention.info. And we'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media? Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.